Lesson 58. Great, spiritual, sense. What does the word great mean?
The word great means large in a physical or a spiritual sense, but we use it more in a spiritual sense.
Tell me the names of some great men in history.
The names of some great men in history are Alexander the Great, Dante, Galileo, etc.
Who do you think was the greatest man that ever lived?
I think Socrates was the greatest man that ever lived.
Which is the greatest city in France?
Paris is the greatest city in France.
What can the word great mean in that last question?
The word great in that last question can mean either physically or spiritually great.
Kept, promise, keep a promise. What is the past simple and the past participle of the verb to keep?
The past simple and the past participle of the verb to keep is kept.
Have you ever kept any animals at home?
Yes, I've kept some animals at home. Or, no, I've never kept any animals at home.
Have you always kept your promises?
No, I haven't always kept my promises, but sometimes I've broken them. Or, yes, I've always kept my promises.
Find, found, found. What's the opposite of the verb to lose?
The opposite of the verb to lose is to find.
If you find something in the street, what do you do with it?
If I find something in the street and it is worth keeping, I take it home with me.
Do you find life a little boring sometimes?
Yes, I find life a little boring sometimes.
What's the past of find?
The past of find is found.
Else. What else do people do in the evening besides watching TV?
People eat, read, go for walks, etc. in the evening besides watching TV.
Do you study anything else besides English?
Yes, I study something else besides English.
What else do you study?
I study history, geography, mathematics, etc.
Storm, belt, blind, chain, devil, fast, except. Fast means the same as quick, except that we do not add ly to it as an adverb. We say, he writes fast, and not, he writes fastly. What does the word fast mean?
The word fast means the same as quick or quickly.
Are you a fast writer?
Yes, I'm a fast writer. Or no, I'm not a fast writer.
Do you walk fast when the weather is very hot?
No, I don't walk fast when the weather is very hot, but I walk slowly.
Just done. What's the paradigm of the verb to do?
The paradigm of the verb to do is do, did, done.
What does the word just mean?
The word just means appena.
What have I just done?
You've just closed your book.
Have you just come into the room?
Yes, I've just come into the room, or no, I haven't just come into the room.
Conditional. I should earn, you would earn, he, she, it would earn, we should earn, you would earn, they would earn. We form the conditional tense in the same way as the future, except that instead of using shall and will, we use should and would. For example, the conditional of the verb to go is I should go, you would go, he, she, it would go, we should go, you would go, they would go. How do we form the conditional tense?
We form the conditional tense in the same way as the future, except that instead of using shall and will, we use should and would.
What's the conditional of the verb to hold?
The conditional of the verb to hold is I should hold, you would hold, etc.
Exactly as with the future, where we prefer to use will for all persons instead of shall, so in the conditional we generally prefer to use would for all persons instead of should, and say, I would, you would, he, she, it would, etc. Open conditional. Probability, probably, construction. If plus present plus future equals probability. If I go to London, I will see the Thames. This sentence expresses a probability. It means that I probably have the intention of going to London, and if I do, I will see the Thames. The construction of this sentence is if plus present plus future. Subjunctive. Supposition, police station, letter. If plus past, subjunctive, plus conditional equals supposition. If I went to London, I would see the Thames. This sentence expresses a supposition. It does not mean that I have the intention of going to London. It only means if. The construction of this sentence is if plus past or subjunctive plus conditional. What's the difference between these two sentences? If I go to London, I will see the Thames. And if I went to London, I would see the Thames.
The first sentence expresses a probability. The second sentence expresses a supposition.
In English, we have no separate tense for the subjunctive, except for the verb to be. And so we use the past simple tense instead and say, if I went, if I took, if I met, etc. What is the subjunctive tense in English?
In English, we have no separate subjunctive tense except for the verb to be, and so we use the past simple tense instead and say, if I went, if I took, if I met, etc.
If you walk in the rain, will you carry an umbrella?
Yes, if I walk in the rain, I'll carry an umbrella.
What does that sentence mean?
That sentence means that perhaps I have the intention of walking in the rain, and if I do, I shall carry an umbrella.
If you walked in the rain, would you carry an umbrella?
Yes, if I walked in the rain, I would carry an umbrella.
What does that sentence mean?
That sentence means that I do not have the intention of walking in the rain. It is only a supposition.
If you go to bed early tonight, will you feel tired tomorrow morning?
No. If I go to bed early tonight, I shan't feel tired tomorrow morning.
If you went to bed early tonight, would you feel tired tomorrow morning?
No. If I went to bed early tonight, I wouldn't feel tired tomorrow morning.
Translate to this sentence, please. If you come here next Sunday, will you find the school closed?
Se lei viene qui la prossima domenica, troverà la scuola chiusa.
Now translate to this sentence, please. If you came here next Sunday, would you find the school closed?
Se lei venisse qui la prossima domenica, troverebbe la scuola chiusa.
Right. Now, what's the difference between those two sentences?
The first sentence means that perhaps I have the intention of coming to the school next Sunday, whilst the second sentence expresses only a supposition.
If you swam in the sea in the middle of winter, would you find the water warm?
No. If I swam in the sea in the middle of winter, I wouldn't find the water warm, but I'd find it cold.
If you found anything in the street worth a lot of money, would you keep it or would you take it to the police station?
If I found anything in the street worth a lot of money, I would take it to the police station.
If you sent a letter to a friend and forgot to put the address on it, would it arrive?
No. If I sent a letter to a friend and forgot to put the address on it, it wouldn't arrive.
If you read a good book, would you be bored?
No, if I read a good book, I wouldn't be bored, but I'd be interested.